student YO Universe.
Pinakalite sa pop culture trend.
Bringing the latest and the hottest trending topics. From the ultimate movers and shapers.
It's very interesting na ang daming nominations na nakuha ng the artist.
To everything else under the sun.
I'm very excited kasi ito na yung Olympics eh.
You don't just listen to the student's voice. We amplify it.
Ayun po ko sa anti-planking look. Parang sobrang lang niya. Kasi, di ba?
Because it's not just a student's world. It's our universe. Student YO Universe.
Today is June 5 and we are already on the 6th month of the year, and half of the year is almost over, but
yes.
We will make sure that we will make your time worthwhile dito sa Student YO Universe. Ako si Vince.
At ako naman si Norlin.
And as always, Student YO Universe is your one and only venue for some interactive, youthful, informative, and profound angle on anything and everything pop culture, diba?
Yes.
Ayun, classmate Norlin.
At syempre, para naman makasama kayo sa aming usapan ngayong araw, syempre, i-like nyo naman ang aming Facebook account. That's www.facebook.com/studentyouniverse. At syempre, i-follow nyo rin kami sa aming Twitter account, www.twitter.com/syouniverse.
Uh-huh.
At syempre, para makita nyo naman ang aming publicity materials.
Yes, syempre, pati yung mga random selfies natin.
Yes.
Andyan din
yan. Of course, i-follow nyo ang aming Instagram account. That's at Student YO Universe. At syempre, para sa mahaba-habang usapan, kung gusto nyo ditong mga...
Pero kailangan pa rin yan para sa maunlad na bayan.
Yes. Syempre, pwede nyo rin kaming i-email sa studentyouniverse2.0@gmail.com.
Ayun, wala na akong excuse mga ka-universe para hindi makasali sa usapan natin para sa araw na to.
Yes.
And today is the first Friday for the month of June. And alam nyo na mga ka-universe na dito sa Student YO Universe ay binibigyan namin kayo ng isang pop culture topic na nilalagyan namin ng konting history at mas malalim pang discussion. No? At ito ang ating hashtag Flashback Friday. Ayun, ang ating hashtag Flashback Friday ay para sa araw na ito ay ang NBA Finals.
Yes!
At ito ay sinulat ng ating university member na si Gab Gucci, also known as Childish Gambino, also known as Righteous Glory, also known as Ali Star.
Yes.
At andito rin siya sa studio ngayon. Hi, Gab!
Hi, guys! Good morning!
Ayun,
yes.
Thank you so much for gracing our studio for today.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So, ang ating hashtag Flashback Friday nga yung the NBA Finals, and currently, it's happening mga ka-universe,
yes.
Diba? So, ngayon, bigyan
right
namin
now
kayo ng live scores kung anong sino lumalamang,
yes,
sinong nagdedehado ganyan. So what is this all about, classmate Gab?
Guys, I'm so excited right now today. Like you said, it's the NBA Finals.
Yes.
It is actually the last proving grounds for the top two teams in the NBA right now. Imagine the top two teams out of 30 after 8 months, 82 regular season games, not to mention 3 best-of-7 playoff rounds. They are finally here, the best from each conference, the East and the West, go toe to toe to see who is the best team in the league. So,
and who are these two teams na umabot?
These two teams right now for the Western Conference is the Golden State Warriors, and for the Eastern Conference it is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
So as we know, the players right now for the Golden State Warriors are the most iconic one right now is the MVP of the season is Steph Curry.
Okay,
Steph Curry. And for the Cleveland Cavaliers, of course, it is LeBron James.
Yes, na-discuss na rin dito sa Student YO Universe yung paglipat niya, di ba, sa Cleveland Cavaliers. So, the Warriors finished the season with the best record in the league at 67 wins and only 15 losses.
Yes.
Making it a franchise record and tied for the third highest of all time.
Yes, they're
tied. Kasi buong NBA history ito.
Yes, buong history. And then they're only behind the Chicago Bulls. And they're also tied with the Chicago Bulls. So the Chicago Bulls, the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls, have the 3 best records in history. And then the Golden State Warriors is right there. Just right there. 67 and 15. That's right. So that's a very impressive record.
Oh, and ang 2 best players nga, no, ng Warriors ay si Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson,
yes,
na dinadub na Splash Brothers.
Yes.
Can you explain bakit Splash Brothers?
Splash Brothers because Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, their play style is mainly they shoot a lot of 3-pointers.
Oh,
so whenever the ball hits the basket, it makes this sort of swish sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because of this, it's constant happening. It sounds like it's almost like a splash of water hitting the basket. So it's like a splash. So they became the Splash Brothers because they're the they're the backcourt of the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson is in the shooting guard, and uh-huh. Steph Curry naman is in the point guard position. So they combined with them, they are the most dangerous backcourt duo in the league right now.
So kung sila yung duo sa Warriors, sino naman katapat nila sa Cleveland Cavaliers?
Oh well, the Cleveland Cavaliers naman, they're a really really scary team kasi they're so talented. They have, not to mention LeBron James,
uh-huh.
they were able to sign Kevin Love, who came from the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's a power forward, but the only thing is he's injured right now, so he's not sure if he can play the NBA Finals right now. But and they also have I believe New Orleans' favorite, Kyrie Irving.
yes,
Kyrie Irving. Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
So they're a really scary team. Not to mention that they signed also a lot of players as well. They got Iman Shumpert mm-hmm. and J.R. Mm-hmm. Smith from the New York Knicks, and also a big center, 7 foot center from Denver, I believe. It's uh-uh. Timofey mm-hmm. Mozgov. Yeah.
Wow.
So they got a lot of good players right now, mm-hmm. the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. And you can say that the Cleveland Cavaliers is the most talented team right now in the league. In terms of pure individual
skills.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they are really really scary. That's why I think this matchup between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers is a really good matchup this year.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And despite this, they show their dominance throughout the playoffs by dismantling the Western Conference number 8, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yes, this is the Golden mm-hmm. State Warriors. Yeah.
Uh-uh, Golden State 4-0, Warriors.
4-0, number 5, Memphis Grizzlies, 4-2, and number 2, Houston Rockets, 4-1. Because yes. of their league best record, they have home court advantage in the series.
Yeah, so home court advantage is very important. Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what's yes. home court advantage?
So basically, the higher seed in the playoffs uh-huh. always gets home court advantage, mm-hmm. meaning the first two games are always played in their home mm-hmm. court, then the next two games will shift to the other the lower seeded teams, and then after that they switch 1-1-1. So mm-hmm. one game is to the upper seed, the other, and then the lower seed again, and then the final game, if ever it goes to game 7, belongs mm-hmm. to the higher seed again. So mm-hmm. that means the Golden State Warriors will have always the home court advantage as long as they keep winning in their mm-hmm. home.
Mm-hmm.
But for the finals, I believe it's changed. It's now a 2-3-2 format.
Ah,
so meaning
okay.
the first two games go to Golden State, the first three in Cleveland, then the final two games are in Golden State again.
Uh-uh.
So yeah.
So two home games for the top seeded team, three home games for the lower seeded team, and two final home games for the top seeded
yes,
teams.
That's
that right. And now no, interestingly, mga ka-universe, for this year no, there's a similarity between the Warriors and the Cavaliers
uh-huh.
because for the first time, two rookie coaches, Steve Kerr for Golden State Warriors mm-hmm. and David Blatt for Cleveland Cavaliers
yes.
mm-hmm. will face off in the finals.
Yes, this is the first time in history that the two rookie this is the first season for these coaches, and in the first season they already reached the NBA Finals. So this is a really interesting
that, yes, the first year yes. nila sa NBA.
So
no?
that's why this final is really interesting as well
uh-huh.
because not only their coaches, but if you look if you go back even just like a year ago,
mm-hmm.
you would have never expected these teams to be in the finals right now. Because mm-hmm. last year, Golden State Warriors got eliminated in the second round of the
okay.
playoffs.
Okay.
Whereas Cleveland didn't even make it to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's
last year without LeBron James.
Without LeBron uh-huh. James, yes, without LeBron James, especially. So, for Golden State, I think the reason why they're in the finals is because they improved so much.
Uh-huh.
All of their players, they didn't really make that much roster changes,
uh-huh.
but their teamwork and individually as well, they improved so much. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Mo Spates, Raymond Green, I can go mm-hmm. on. They all mm-hmm. improved, and also with the wisdom and guidance also of Steve Kerr, mm-hmm. they were able to make this. That's why they have the best record in the whereas naman, the Cleveland Cavaliers had a huge overhaul of their roster. Like
uh-huh.
I said earlier, they got mm-hmm. fresh talents. LeBron James returned. And yeah, this is a really good matchup. And Norlin, you said that the Golden State Warriors basically demolished their
yes,
competition in their conference. The same thing with the Eastern Conference for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Uh-huh. What's their record on their side?
I believe the Cleveland Cavaliers actually have a better playoff record than the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are 14-2, whereas
oh,
the Golden
okay.
State Warriors is 14-3.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you see uh-huh. so that the Cleveland Cavaliers swept the Boston Celtics in the first round. Then they beat the Chicago Bulls 4-2 in the second mm-hmm. round. Then they swept the number one seeded Atlanta Hawks.
Uh-huh.
So that was already the number one seed.
Whoa.
And they didn't get a single game on the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that's how scary LeBron James and his team is.
And we were saying, you know, that this matchup nga between Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors are for the books and already part of the history. And throughout the decades, no, there have been many great moments in the NBA Finals.
Yes.
Kaya nga ito nasa hashtag Flashback Friday. Ay titingnan natin kung ano nga ba itong mga moments na ito. And we start at number 5. This is the Lakers three-peat that happened from 1999 to 2003.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that this list right here is subjective.
Uh-uh.
Of course, it's just for us, but and it's very recent if you think about it. It doesn't span all the way to 1980s because, like you said, there's so many great moments in NBA Finals history.
We only have to pick five.
It's so hard. So we rounded up to the most recent one. So of course, the number 5 one is the Lakers three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this happened when you still had Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant with the Los Angeles Lakers, and they basically won 3 straight NBA championships. They beat the Indiana Pacers in the first year. Then Allen Iverson and the Philadelphia 76ers in the second year. And the New Jersey Nets in the third year. So they are the only team in the 21st century right now that has won 3 straight championships. So that's how dominant this Los Angeles Lakers squad was. Sadly, all good things had to come to an end. Yeah.
And how is LA Lakers right now on their standing?
I believe they have the worst record in the West.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
and diba, if I'm not mistaken, 2 weeks ago, yung napag-usapan natin yung pag-retire ni Kobe Bryant.
Last week, we talked about how Kobe Bryant might retire, which is unfortunate because he's injured. He's also injured, and that his team is also struggling in terms of getting talented players. Yeah.
So yung glory days ng LA Lakers ay medyo malabo ngayon. Iintayin natin yung pagbabalik nila.
But you always, it goes like that. They do good, then they go down. Like, there's a rebuilding stage all the time.
Okay.
Then eventually, they will go back. I believe the Lakers will come back.
And at number 4, no, on this list again, na binuon ng Universal Team, ay ang The Upset from 2010 to 2011. Ito daw yung NBA Finals naman na Miami Heat yung clear favorites against the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, this was right after the infamous moment where LeBron James left Cleveland to go to Miami. I remember he's taking his talents to the South, right? This is when the Miami Heat first formed their big three: Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, LeBron James, and they were the clear favorites to beat the Dallas Mavericks. Unfortunately, that did not happen, and Dirk Nowitzki and his Mavericks squad upset LeBron James and denied him his first NBA championship by winning 4-2.
Ayun.
Yeah.
Yes, and of course, in our number 3, the big 3 that happened.
3 at the big 3.
Yes. Yeah, 2007 to 2008. Okay. The offseason of 2007 saw Boston Celtics general manager Danny Ainge. Right.
Thank you.
Pull up a series of moves that turned his franchise from being one of the worst teams in the league into the best by acquiring superstars Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen to join Paul Pierce. The Celtics formed the first ever big 3 in recent years.
Yeah, so this number 3 is all about the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, so before there was Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James, there was first Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. So this was where you saw a struggling team suddenly become this really powerhouse of a team.
And I believe they
finished the regular season with 66 wins and 16 losses. So we said Golden State was 67 and 15.
Yes.
They were just one game behind now the Golden State Warriors. So they are actually fourth in all-time history.
So the Celtics finished the season with the best record in the NBA with 66 wins and 16 losses.
Yes.
And grinded their way to the finals where they met Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
And this was the first time since 1987 that the Celtics reached the finals, and the first time since 2000 that the two best teams from each conference played against each other.
Yes. I remember the last game of that series so well because it was an utter demolishment of Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. I don't remember the final score. And is it somewhere?
It's 131 to 92. Stomping in game 6.
It is a stomping. And from an interview that I watched before, Kobe Bryant said that was the worst defeat in his career.
Oh,
it was so painful that He just had to get back. And luckily for him, he did. A couple of years later, his Los Angeles Lakers did beat the Boston Celtics in the finals. Yeah.
And moving on from the big three, ay pumunta naman tayo sa number two natin sa listahan, which is the King James era, yes, from 2011 yes. to 2013. So what's this all about?
So earlier we said that the Dallas Mavericks beat LeBron James uh-huh. and the Miami Heat. Right? So the following year, so you use, aside from the infamous reputation that LeBron James got from leaving Cleveland, he now had this reputation of a choker and not being able mm-hmm. to win the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Since he already had a superpower team, they weren't able to beat him. But LeBron James had to prove his critics wrong, mm-hmm. and he did. He made the Miami Heat reach the finals once again, where they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Uh-huh.
What's their 4-1? 4-1, yes, 4-1. Uh-huh. And then they repeated it the next year again, where they beat the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
And LeBron James won 2 MVP titles.
Yes, they won. Actually. So he won 2 MVP finals and 2 NBA Finals MVP back-to-back.
So league MVP and Finals MVP. Yes. And at number one, The Shot, 1997 to 1998.
Okay.
What is this all
okay,
about?
Okay, just to share some background. I think that is the most... if you're a diehard basketball fan, you have this image of Michael Jordan shooting the game-winning shot in Game 6 against the Utah Jazz in the 1998 mm-hmm. Finals. It will be firmly implemented in your memory because the Chicago Bulls was down 85-86
okay.
in Game 6 against the Utah Jazz with only 10 seconds remaining.
Wow.
And with the ball in his hands, Michael Jordan crossovered his defender Byron Scott and hit the cold-blooded winning shot to give the Chicago Bulls the title. So that was a clutch moment for MJ, and that is why he is considered the greatest player of all time. That winning shot gave him his 6th NBA championship, his 6th and last NBA championship. Yeah, so that is my number one.
Yes.
And NBA Finals moment.
Uh-oh. So there's a pop quiz coming from the mm-hmm. studio. Sino daw yung may pinakamaraming championship sa history ng NBA?
Oh man, that's Bill Russell. Bill Russell of the Boston Celtics. 16, right? 16. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Ang galing ni Gab.
Yes.
So 16 championships? From
more
Boston
rings
Celtics?
Than that could even fit his hand,
into
his
hands,
fingers.
Yeah,
his fingers. Mm-hmm. 16.
16, wow.
Dominant. Bill Russell.
And ito, no, napakalaki talaga nung hype
yes.
sa NBA. And ito nga, NBA Finals. And naalala ko nung high school, kamarin ko mga classmates, no, na nagbe-bet kung sinong team yung
yes,
ano.
Actually.
Ikaw ba, once in your life, nagbet ka kunyari sa isang team, ganyan?
I don't like doing that because mostly the teams that I pick
uh-huh.
end up losing. But uh-huh, this year, finally, my Golden State Warriors is in the finals.
So who are you rooting for?
I've been a fan uh-huh. since 2012, since mm-hmm. they were the 6th seed. And I've seen them improving so much. And now they were number one. Now mm-hmm. they're in the finals. So hopefully, you know, they win the championship. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what can you say, no, Gab, doon sa hype na nabuo nitong matchup na to? Kasi hindi na lang nagiging about the basketball players
yes,
and the basketball
actually.
Itself. Eh. Kasi ako, nakakita ko rin yung daughter ni ano, Stephen
yes.
Curry, diba? Nag-take ng ano, spotlight from his father. I think
the reason why this finals is so hype nga is because not... Like I mentioned earlier, it was so unexpected how these two teams suddenly made it to
Came
the
to this
finals.
Point.
Yeah,
because,
yes. yeah, if you go nga back to last year, you would have never ever picked these two teams to reach the finals.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're here. And don't want to be sound biased, but for the Golden State Warriors, of course, you know, Stephen Curry is so likable. His whole family is so likable. His daughter, his
yeah,
wife.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people like him. And of course, shout out also to LeBron James and his squad. They're a really talented group. LeBron James gets a lot of hate,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
there is no doubt that he is big when it matters. He is big mm-hmm. in the playoffs because LeBron James is the kind of player that doesn't have to score to make his team win.
Mm-hmm.
He's a complete player. He can rebound. He can pass.
Uh-huh.
He can do everything. So this is a really, really exciting finals. I just can't wait. I'm already looking at the live scores
uh-oh.
Right now.
And you mentioned earlier, no, classmate Gab, na these two teams, no, they have two different styles on
yes.
reaching the finals. So yung isa ay nag-reboot ng kanilang players. And yung isa naman ay nag-improve ng kanilang skills.
Yeah, just really improved.
So sa tingin mo, sinong mas lalamang?
It's really tough. Of course, to take out the bias aside,
uh-huh.
I think Cleveland has a good chance of mm-hmm. winning just mainly because They have bigger players, they have stronger, bigger players. They have talent-wise, they're more talented. But you can't really just shun the Golden State Warriors. You know, they're number one for a reason. You know, this Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, their three-point shots. Because Golden State Warriors plays with a lot of fast pace, and Cleveland has to catch up. Because Golden State Warriors is a really young team, and I think it would be a very interesting finals. My prediction is that Golden State Warriors will win the championship in 7 games. It will go all the way. That's my prediction.
Well, actually, Gab, ano naman sa tingin mo yung effect nitong NBA Finals na to sa mga Filipinos, no?
Kasi of course, the Philippines is a basketball nation. Uh-huh. So if here pa lang sa Philippines, you know, you can already see and feel the hype around these finals. You can already see everybody's excitement. So, I'm sure they're going to be very excited. They're going to be treated to a very entertaining finals. I believe this is one for the history books, this NBA finals right now.
And aside from the reason that we are a basketball country, Gab, sa tingin mo, why do you think NBA appeals to the Filipinos talaga? Kahit na, you know, these are foreign players, actually, like alam mo yun, nasa kabilang side ng mundo.
Because the NBA players are basically the best in the world, you know. These are what the Filipino people look up to when they watch basketball, you know. What these people do in the court, what these NBA players do in the court, we can only just dream of. And as Filipinos, you know, we just wish to do what they are doing right now. So we look up to them, they are idols, and that's why basketball is such a popular sport here in the Philippines.
Yes, and before we end this segment, ang live score, no,
yes,
na nakikita natin sa screen ngayon ay 48 for Golden State Warriors and a 51 for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Only halftime, guys. It's only halftime. There are two more quarters.
But they defend yung team na binabet mo.
Oo nga.
And I think that ends our hashtag Flashback Friday, mga ka-universe. Thank you so much,
yes,
Gab,
no
for sitting in today and talking about the NBA Finals. Kasi kami ni Norlin talaga, parang namamangha na lang kami.
It was my pleasure. I love it. Love the NBA Finals.
So mamaya kausapin ka ulit namin kung pag may results na.
Yes.
What can you say about the result of the game, diba?
Okay.
And mga ka-universe, that ends our first segment, our hashtag Flashback Friday. Tune in again on the first Friday of the next month para sa ating next hashtag Flashback Friday topic. And mamaya sa ating pagbabalik, pag-uusapan naman natin yung mga nag-trend talaga this week.
Yes.
Wala tayo flashback dyan. Pero titignan talaga natin kung ano nga ba yung nag-trend sa social media at kung ano nga ba yung mga pinag-usapan ng ating mga ka-universe. Kaya wag kayong aalis, magbabalik ang Student YO Universe. Halika na makinig sa
ang pelikula.
Hindi lang ginagawa.
Hindi lang pinapanood.
Ito rin ay pinag-uusapan.
Kaya para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy.
Tutok na sa CineScholar. Ang usapang pampagana.
Tuwing Biyernes, alas 6 ng gabi.
Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Oh, walang a-absent ha?
Kung bata pa tayo, tinuruan na tayong mag-ipon. Sana hindi mawala ang kaugaliang yon. Matuto muling mag-ipon. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mga isyung tinututukan, mga pangyayaring binabantayan, mga impormasyong dapat malaman ng bayan. DZUP News Headlines. Lunes hanggang Biyernes, alas 2 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Student YO Universe.
Ang oras sa ating universe ay 10:29 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Muli nagbabalik kayo dito sa hottest and coolest radio program every Friday morning. Ito ang Student YO Universe. Ako si Vince.
Ako naman si Norlin.
And this is James.
Ayun, James. LeBron James ba ito? Joke lang.
Oo, kakakalit. Salamat ulit kay Gab, no? Sa kanyang mahusay na pag-correspond.
Binigyan namin siya mga ka-universe ng standing ovation kasi napakagaling talaga na correspondent ni Gab. And for this week, for this segment, ay pag-usapan natin yung mga nag-trend this week. But before that, ano nga ba yung mga naganap last week?
Yes.
Kung natin patagalin pa, pakinggan natin kung ano nga ba ang mga napag-usapan natin nung nakaraang linggo.
Previously on Student YO Universe.
Student YO Universe.
Last May 3, Floyd Money Mayweather and Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao faced off in the fight of the century, where Mayweather bested Pacquiao via unanimous decision. But despite this, plenty still believe that Pacquiao won. Forevermore, which went on for 7 months, just hit its highest viewership on its grand finale, making it the most watched series for that day. 2015-2016 NBA season will be Kobe Bryant's last and final season with the team. Bryant will enter the last year of the contract that will pay him $25 million next season, the highest salary in the NBA. Ireland has become the first country to legalize gay marriage in a popular national vote, a result that illustrates what Catholic leaders and rights activists alike called a social revolution. You just heard the trending topics in the universe last week. Get ready for another episode of Student YO Universe.
Thank you so much, Chloe, for bringing our topics last week, diba?
Yes, and also thank you to our classmate, to our Universal team member, Janina, for doing the editing of
recap spiel. And bago naman tayo magpunta talaga sa ating number 3 topic for this week, ay alamin natin kung saan nga ba natin nakukuha itong mga trending topics na ito. Dahil 15 Universal team members ang humahanap ng 3 or 5 trending topics na inihahanda namin sa inyo. Kaya naman, ito mga ka-universe ang aming source spiel.
On Student YO Universe, we go deeper into what's hot, what's happening, and what matters to the youth. The YO Universal team is composed of 15 students who pull together recent pop culture news from the most relevant websites and choose the top 5 most talked about topics online. Our universe revolves around your voice because your voice is our number one choice.
And that's classmate Nina naman. Yeah. Iba-ibang boses na yung naririnig natin dito, no? And Universal team talaga ang naghahanda ng lahat ng ito para sa inyong mga ka-universe.
And speaking of boses na mga naririnig, no? Syempre, magsisimula tayo ng discussion. Pero kung gusto nila makisali sa usapan, yung mga accounts natin na nabanggit kanina, ibabalik lang natin. Our official email is studentyouniverse2.0@gmail.com. Our official Facebook account, facebook.com/studentyouniverse. Our official Twitter account at syouniverse. And our Instagram account at studentyouniverse.
And ito na, ang unang trending topic for this week. Ito ang number three. At number 3, Juilliard School, which is to be attended by a Filipino.
Yes.
So ito ang ating number 3 trending topic for this week na kung saan si Regina De Vera na umaasa nga na makapasok sa Juilliard ay pinataas pa yung awareness sa kanyang cause dahil nga nagtitrend ito online ngayon dahil mayroong hashtag GoFundRegina dahil kailangan niya makapasok sa Juilliard School for sa drama division ng kanilang program doon sa Juilliard. So alam natin yung classmate Norlin at classmate James na hindi araw-araw na may naman nakakapasok, diba, sa the Juilliard School at alam natin na isa itong prestigious song school talaga for the arts and humanities, especially performance arts. But Regina De Vera from Manila, Philippines was among the 18 applicants who were admitted to the prestigious school out of a total of 1,900 all over the world. So 18 people lang talaga. Ang mga ilang porsyento, mamaya alamin natin. And after what she called an intensive audition process, sabi ni De Vera na nakakuha siya ng slot sa drama division nga, which is a 4-year Masters of Fine Arts in drama program set to start this fall, which is around, August ba? August sa US. So she is one of the 2 Filipinos accepted sa Juilliard, along with the Connecticut-based half-Filipino Juliet Ken de Balintazi, who got into the undergraduate program. Mm-hmm. And ito nga, no, kaya natin pinag-uusapan sa number 3 trending topic, yes, for this week, mm-hmm, si Regina, dahil nga yung kanyang hashtag GoFundRegina ay kumalat talaga sa social media at itong mga tao ay sunusuportahan, mm-hmm, itong cause ni Regina. So nakita niya ba sa, yes, Facebook, yes, or sa Twitter? And what can you say, no, na itong mga tao talaga ay ginamit yung social media to spread this cause, and this is a very important part of her life, which is to go to Juilliard.
Well, kasi ano to eh, no, diba? Parang yung ginagawa niya kasi it's crowdsourcing, uh-huh, parang asking help from other people. Tapos kung tutusin kasi, for me, sakto yung timing. Mm-hmm. Kasi kung papansin niyo rin sa mga napag-usapan natin, we discussed Asia's Got Talent, mm-hmm, Elgama Penumbra, and then, 'di ba? Nandiyan yung napag-usapan natin si Jerfil, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos, she's a very, another Filipino talent. Uh-huh. And then, after parang weeks or days yata, dumating naman tong GoFundRegina. No, mm-hmm, ako, na-encounter ko siya personally, mm-hmm, online sa Facebook. And then, uh-huh, parang, ang ganda kasi nung timing, kung titignan mo yung timeline na parang, we are all about the Filipino pride. And then, dadating si Regina na parang, I need your help para, uh-huh, naman ibida ulit yung another Filipino talent.
Filipino talent.
And then, yun nga, parang bihira and one in a million na may Pilipino nakakapasok sa Juilliard.
Yeah. Sa stats pa lang na binanggit natin kanina, di ba? 18 lang.
Yes, and then yun nga, parang very, iba kasi, parang sobrang intense nga nung audition process bago ka makapasok sa, mm-hmm, sa Juilliard. And isa nga kasi siya sa mga pinaka-prestigious na school when it comes to performing arts and yun, drama, ganyan.
And ang rason kung bakit nagpapa-fund si Regina ng kanyang education, dahil kahit nag-grant na ng financial aid ng Juilliard yung kanyang $28,000 na total cost of attendance sa Juilliard, ay mayroon pa rin $61,290 na may gap doon sa kanyang funds. Mm-hmm. So ito yung kailangan niyang ipunin para naman masustain yung kanyang housing, supplies, insurance, and other miscellaneous expenses. And ito ang si De Vera ay isang talagang gem ng local theater dito sa Philippines, no? And sabi niya nga, the opportunity comes rarely in the lifetime of an artist, especially for someone born and raised in the Philippines. And yun, no, classmate Norlin, anong masasabi mo na itong si De Vera talaga, trained by a Filipino, born in the Philippines, di ba? And, she's willing to step on a foreign ground na ganito kalaki yung pinasok niya agad na school, ganyan.
Well, basically kasi dito sa Philippines, subjectively speaking rin, no, and as per my observation, talagang hindi nabibigyan ng ganong pansin, no, yung theater arts. Hindi ko lang alam kung meron talagang formal studies na nagpapakita nito, pero there are really a small amount of small number of people, uh-huh, na kumukuha ng ganitong kurso. And for me, itong pagpasok nga ng Pilipina na ito sa Juilliard School ay isang napakalaking opportunity, no, para ibigay, para ipakita kung what she's got, no, kasi yun nga, sabi nga natin Filipino siya and she's raised in the Philippines, and para ipakita na rin natin sa buong mundo what we've got in theater arts, diba?
Mm-hmm. And sinabi nga ni De Vera, no, na ang wish niya talaga, no, ay maitaas yung awareness sa local theater, mm-hmm, itong sa ginagawa niyang ito, no, sa, yes, pag-raise ng funds sa kanya, and also will elevate Filipino talent worldwide. Sinabi niya, mm-hmm, they are not just supporting an individual artist but the potential representation of our community in the larger performing arts, mm-hmm, scene. Sabi pa nga ni De Vera na itong campaign na ito is not just about her, mm-hmm, but Philippine theater in general. Sinabi niya, at the heart of the cause is not money, nor, yes, is it an individual person's achievement, but the achievement of a local community like the Philippines, mm-hmm, and a culture that provided the conditions for this achievement to materialize. Kasi kung isipin mo, we are not a theater country, di ba? Na alam mo yun na napakalalim, mm-hmm, ng, for example, Europe, di ba? They have Shakespeare, yes, they have the Globe na nagsistage ng Shakespeare theaters all day. Mm-hmm. Pero sa Philippines, we are a basketball country na mas focus sa sports. So napakalaki, mm-hmm, na itong si Regina may pupunta talaga sa ganitong klaseng, yes, stage.
Sobrang laki yung impact na mangyayari nito kasi yun nga, tama talaga na hindi lang just for herself but also for awareness. Kasi kahit ako na-encounter ko rin sa Facebook yung post, no, na, uh-huh, parang GoFund Regina for Juilliard and stuff, I became aware na, oh, meron palang mga ganitong program na ino-offer abroad na isipin mo, out of 1,000, tama ba?
1,900.
That's just roughly 1% na nakapasok ng population na nakapasok dun sa talagang school. Uh-huh. Tapos ako parang, sabi ko, why not here sa Philippines, i-raise din natin yung awareness na ganun, no? Na ganun karami yung nag-aspire na pumasok sa isang theater arts na school, di ba?
Mas ano kasi, for me, mas concentrated yung budget ng Pilipinas dun sa science field kesa sa arts and humanities. Kesa sa liberal arts.
Yeah, lagi kasi like, nababalita na pinapadala for science fair sa ibang bansa, di ba?
I mean, pansinin mo kasi, dito pa lang sa, sorry, sa UP, most of the projects, most of the buildings ay napupunta for the sciences, hindi talaga sa atin, na parang bihirang-bihira, na kung sabihin nga natin, kasi ito, example talaga siya, concrete na nangyayari, yung CAL nga daw, parang tinatawag siyang new CAL building, the new building, yung nasa gitna.
Pero yung parang, white building.
Oo, pero parang ang hirap, parang yun na daw yung huli, the new building na may tatayo. Kasi sobrang hirap nga naman doon kumuha ng funds for building yung, lalo na kung para sa arts gagamitin. Tapos, yung sa akin kasi dito, nakikita kasi siya ng ilan, na-appreciate ng ilan yung pagka-crowdfund ni Regina. Diba? Yung pagka-crowdfund niya. Kasi parang natutuwa doon sa talent niya. Pero, huwag natin kalimutan yung comments rin ng ibang tao na sinasabi nila na parang kung kaya nating suportahan yung mga ganitong cause, bakit hindi natin makita yung cause na suportahan din yung ilang mga bata sa far-flung areas na gustong mag-aral, na technically hindi nga nila gustong pumunta sa prestigious school, pero gusto pa rin nilang makapag-aral, makatungtong man lang ng elementary,
ng basic education, diba?
Education, matapos man yon. I mean, kung titignan natin siya, it's a form of awareness not only of the Philippine talent, the Filipino talent, diba, yung pag theater arts, pero sana makita rin siyang awareness na kung kaya nating tumulong sa ganitong klaseng tao kasi nakikita natin yung talent niya, sana we can make a way to help naman na yung future ng mga bata sa iba't ibang lugar, lalo na yung mga gusto talaga makapag-aral, diba? Na sila, matulungan din sila. Kasi kung tutusin, pareho mo lang din naman silang tutulungan na mapabuti, hindi lang yung sarili nila, pati yung self nila. And kasi we hope naman na parang after na mapunta siya sa tawag ito, sa Juilliard, pagbalik niya, makatulong siya pabalik sa Pilipinas.
Oh, gusto ko yung sinabi ng klase ni James, no, na itong case ni Regina De Vera ay hindi lang hina-highlight yung kanyang pagpunta nga, no, sa Juilliard, but really, this puts Philippine education in a new light, dahil nga alam mo yun, yung pag-fund ng education, like, siya gusto niya mag-aral sa isang school na specializing in performance arts, meron naman mga bata na gusto lang mag-aral, di ba? Makatungtong ng elementary or high school. And this says a lot about the Philippine education na yung mga Pilipino, they really aspire a lot, 'di ba? Meron silang gustong marating sa buhay. And you know, hindi tayo mahihiyain sa paghingi ng tulong, 'di ba? Tulad ng sinasabi natin dati, we are collectivistic culture, 'di ba? Na you know, we're all about groups, we're all about families, extended families. And kung hindi mo kaya gawin individually, 'di ba? Ay humingi ka ng tulong. And I think this is a testament to this trend nga of funding Regina to going to Juilliard.
Yes.
And that ends our number 3 trending topic for this week. At number 2 ay isa na namang hashtag ang ating pag-uusapan. Yes. But this time this is about the third episode of a really trending TV series na comeback
nito.
Ilang beses
natin siyang dinidiscuss.
Yes. Totoo yan. So ito ang ating number 2.
Number 2.
At number 2, hashtag PSY ang batas ng api.
So ang hashtag PSY ang batas ng api ay nanggaling sa episode ng Pangako Sa'yo kagabi, na umiring nga kagabi, no, na isa nga sa mga iconic scenes ng palabas na ito. At ito nga yung batas ng api. So anong nangyari dito, classmate James?
So si Amor de Jesus or si Jody Santa Maria. Si Amor de Jesus ay character ni Jody Santa Maria. No? Found out that her daughter, Maria Amor, got killed in a mine landslide. This was the iconic scene daw na she held her daughter's doll. Amor screamed, "Saksi ang Diyos, di lahat ng araw sa inyo. Di lahat ng batas kayo." Bakit parang dapat may emotion?
May emotion to, wow.
Lahat ng ginawa niyo sa akin. Panoorin niyo na lang yung episode nila. Pero lahat kayo, matitikman ninyo ang batas ng isang api. In the original version, Amor screamed for vengeance after a trash slide in Payatas. Meanwhile, in the remake, Amor came home to an almost barren land after the rock slide that buried her family alive. The role of Amor was originally played by Yula Valdez.
Yes, and we've discussed before.
Bakit nga ba siya umabot sa roster ng topics natin? Kasi netizens really made a buzz out yes. of the hashtag PSYM batas ng api. The number one worldwide trending topic as they comment
worldwide.
As they comment Santa Maria's acting skills and wait for Ina Macaspax played by Catherine Bernardo's first appearance. And then ito yung mga ilang tweets para patunayan sige, na nagana talaga. So sabi ni at Lucky St. Cloud, a more powers for the win. I can sense and feel her rage towards the Benavistas. Amazing Jody Santa Maria, napakahusay. At Jody mentions Jody Santa Maria. And sabi naman ni
at Joe Kendria na mayroong ding name na yellow and black. That magical moment when Ina faced the guy who called her name, her smile and simple aura makes me worship her damn. Hashtag PSY ang batas ng api. And meron din akong kakilala na part ng DZ Radio Circle na tuwang-tuwa sa appearance si Catherine yes. Bernardo kagabi. At yun na si classmate Robert yes. na napakalaking so, fan ayun. Ng Catherine.
And then, ina-expect rin kasi yung appearance ni Angelo Bonavista
of course, to be played by Daniel Padilla.
And then, yes. and then parang they are ready nga daw to see the comeback of the, tawag ito, teen royalties na yes. si Kathniel. And then, yung remake na Pangako Sa'yo ay nag-premiere ng May 25 and then, hanggang ngayon, no, nagtitrend siya. Ang napapansin ko kasi dito, halos lahat ng teleseries or dramas natin,
ay may hashtag
ginagamit
na.
Na nila yung oh. hashtag.
For example, di ba yung sa The Rich Man's Daughter, mayroong TRMD promise, ganyan.
Oo, yes, mga ganyan. Okay. Tapos, hindi ko alam kasi parang mas napapadali nito siguro nilang matrack
yung comments.
Yung comments and feedback diba, ng mga audience. Kasi kung tutuusin, yun, mas napapadaling matrack yung feedback and comments. Kasi yung madalas na nangyayari, parang kung hindi nila matrack dun sa ratings, like for example, parang may instance yata na hindi ganun pumapalo yung ratings ng My Husband's Lover dati.
Uh-huh.
Hindi siya ganun pumapalo mm-hmm. kasi parang malakas din yung kalaban niya.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, pero natatrack nila na ang daming comments mm-hmm. Online. So technically, parang may isa yun sa mga naging, tawag nito, naging key para ituloy nila yung pag-produce
uh-oh.
Nung My Husband's Lover.
Kasi alam nga, nila na merong real-time comments uh-oh. Sa yes. program.
Tsaka very controversial kasi yun. Uh-huh. Diba? Yung ganong klaseng content. Tapos, hindi nila
ay,
alam.
Tinatangga.
Kasi parang suntok uh-oh. Sa buwan yun kung yeah. anong mangyayari. Mm-hmm. Eh, hindi nga daw kasi, parang hindi naman kasi talaga nagmamatch yung ratings dun sa actual na ano nung
yes.
show.
Uh-oh.
Kasi mm-hmm. usually, pag ratings, titignan lang naman siya for ad age. Para sa mga advertising companies
yeah, yeah.
kung magpapasok sila ng ads doon sa palabas
tama.
Na yon pero iba pa rin kasi yung comment na nangyayari real time
yes.
kung paano nila na-receive yung isang episode or yung isang buong series mm-hmm. so ayun nakakagulat na halos lahat ng teleserye meron na silang ganito kahit pa mga teleserye ng pantanghali ganyan pang yung pang siesta time meron silang hashtag.
Oh, and ayan, no, and dito nga no, sa trending topic na ito, eh, pwede siguro natin tingnan no, yung difference ng TV before and TV mm-hmm. now na meron talagang hashtag na, yes. na nag-emerge dahil nga doon sa birth of social media.
Yes.
And sinasabi rin itong Pangako Sa'yo ay in-highlight din yung culture ng Filipinos to make remakes,
yes.
diba?
Mm-hmm.
Mahilig tayo mag-remake ng Mexican telenovelas mm-hmm. like Marimar, Rosalinda, and tayo, our own Filipino teleseries, oo, ay meron ding remix on their own. So, ano masasabi niyo dito, classmate James and Norlin?
Sa akin kasi, ang importante sa remake ay inaayon mo siya sa panahon
uh-huh.
ngayon. Kasi like for example, para hindi na tayo malayo, dito sa Pangako Sa'yo, kagaya yung pinanggit natin kanina, di ba nagkaroon
may
ng difference
na agad sa atake sa eksena.
Sa atake pa lang. And then dun sa characterizations nila.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung titignan niyo dati, parang may isang post about this na kung titignan mo daw yung Claudia Bonavista dati at saka yung Claudia mm-hmm. Bonavista ngayon, yung Claudia Bonavista nung 2000 Pangako Sa'yo is very bland na parang ito siya, masamang tao lang siya. Pero yung ngayon kasi,
yes,
yung character daw ni Angelica Panganiban, yung portrayal niya as Claudia Bonavista, may heart. And then sinabi mm-hmm. na rin ni director na si Olivia Lamasan mm-hmm. na as in nagkaroon talaga ng parang tawag ito, ng pagbabago doon sa pag-atake nila sa Pangako Sa'yo. Kasi ibang panahon na nga naman,
yes.
ibang culture na rin naman yung meron nangyayari sa panahon ngayon sa pag-portray ng Pangako Sa'yo.
Yes, tama rin yun. Kasi itong mga remakes na to, hindi lang niya kinakatawan yung unang pinalabas, di ba? Pero syempre, tinitake into consideration din yung mga audience na manunood ngayon. Lalo na ngayon na nagkaroon ng merge na parang dati si Lia, ngayon si Amor Powers, and then ngayon, yung teen royalties. No? Siyempre, kailangan rin nilang isipin kung ano yung
papatok sa market na yun. Dahil, syempre, hindi lang ang market niyan, hindi lang yung mga fan talaga nung original serie. Pero, ganun din yung fan ng mga bagong artista na gaganap dun sa Pangako Sa'yo, di ba?
And this all accounts to the trending of Pangako Sa'yo. Kasi syempre marami pang ibang factors dyan. Which is, yung Katniel, such a big fandom talaga, no? Na maraming sumusuporta sa kanila. Like we've discussed before, kasi dati nga ako may Jerigo Christine, meron ding, ngayon ay meron Catherine Bernardo and Daniel Padilla. So, you know, this teleserye is really a mix of many, many things, diba? Like merong iconic scenes, merong trending, merong popular celebrity. So, you know, alam, feeling ko pag-uusapan pa ulit natin itong TV serie na ito in the future dahil nga, you know, this really is a classic plot presented in a new audience. So, it's very, very interesting. And I think that ends our second segment, mga ka-universe.
Yes.
Sa ating pagbabalik ay pag-uusapan naman natin yung number one this week na alam natin na gumawa talaga ng ingay dahil, you know, this touches many aspects of the society talaga.
Yes.
So, wag kayong aalis, magbabalik ang Student
YO Universe.
Halika na makinig sa TCUP 602. Tayo na makinig sa TCUP 602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa TCUP 602. Kasali ka.
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung
PSO. Sabi ko na
yun. Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang it ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo na siya sa maraming PSA. Ang dami ako naisip.
Nagsusundutan lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Wow! Si Superman! Idol ko yan eh!
Bakit mo idol si Superman?
Kasi malakas siya!
Oo nga no!
Sana may superpowers ako para makatulong rin ako sa iba!
Hindi kailangan ng pambihirang lakas o kapangyarihan para maging superhero at makatulong sa kapwa. Pwede ka maging super sa pamamagitan ng maliliit ngunit mabubuting gawa.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tuloy-tuloy ang balitaan, balitaktakan at puntuhan sa may punto kadyan mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes, alas 2:30 hanggang alas 3:30 ng hapon, dito lamang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Student YO Universe.
Ang oras sa ating universe ay 10:52 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka! Muli nagabalik ang inyong program na inyong number one source for pop culture topic. Ito ang
Student YO Universe.
Ako si Vince.
Ako si Norlin.
And this is James.
At bago tayo magpunta sa ating number one trending topic for this week, ay daanan lang natin kung ano nga may mga napag-usapan natin kanina. Ang ating hashtag Flashback Friday ay yung NBA Finals. At number three,
off to Juilliard. Regina's crowdfunding.
And at number two,
hashtag PSY ang batas ng api.
Walang ano-ano, walang anything, ito ang ating
number one.
At number one, Caitlyn Jenner. At ito ay sinulat ng ating Universal team member na si Norlin TRMD Villarubel.
Yes.
So ano, sino si Caitlyn Jenner? Ipakilala mo siya sa amin.
Yeah. Former athlete Bruce Jenner shook the virtual world as he revealed his true self to the public in a magazine's cover showing his transgendered self.
Yes, at ito nga ano, doon sa ano, na Variety magazine. Ay,
Vanity Fair.
Naging bento ng magazine, Vanity Fair. So si Bruce Jenner nga ano, isang Olympic decathlon na gold medalist na nag-tweet ng kanyang picture doon sa said magazine. No? Sinabi niya na, I'm so happy after such a long struggle to be living my true self. Welcome to the world, Caitlyn. Can't wait for you to get to know her or me. And Bruce, no, who is now Caitlyn, immediately got a lot of people following her Twitter account kasi kaka-launch niya lang yung Twitter account na yun eh. Just like Barack Obama, no. Meron na siyang sarili niyang Twitter account. So in just 4 hours, ay nag-gain agad siya ng million.
Yes,
agad-agad. And aside from setting a record in an early run, Caitlyn was also hailed as the recipient of the ESPY Courage Award for the fact of revealing her new identity. And ito nga si Caitlyn Jenner talaga ay gumawa ng ingay sa social media. Mm-hmm. Some of these tweets, no, mayroon mga dislike tweets.
Mm-hmm. Siyempre, sinasabi ng iba na si Josh at Wizard of Boss Bus. Lauren Hill deserves the ESPY Award for Courage and it should not even be a discussion. What an absolute embarrassment.
Sabi naman at Christine H1998 or 998 at hashtag Lauren Hill ESPY, elective surgery isn't courage or bravery. Fighting brain cancer with grace and dignity at 19 East. Lauren is most deserving.
Ayan mga ka-universe, no? Si Lauren Hill nga ay isang cancer survivor. Isa siyang basketball player ng Mount St. Joseph, no? Ayan.
And syempre, meron din mga tao na sumusuporta mm-hmm. naman no, doon sa achievement na na-achieve ni Caitlyn Jenner. At sinabi niya, sabi ni at Mr. Preda, thank you at Vanity Fair for making history. Welcome to the world, Miss Jenner. And itong Vanity Fair, no? Mm-hmm. Kilala na sila para sa pag-introduce talaga ng new personalities mm-hmm. katulad noon na merong first African-American transgender mm-hmm. na sila rin yung nag-feature talaga. And sabi naman ni at Kelty Knight, Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner and she is stunning. So makikita natin no yung shift nga nitong from a world-known athlete to a cover girl na mayroong impact sa public. So ano masasabi niyo dito?
Sa akin kasi nandun na kasi siya. Parang inaabangan na rin kasi ito ng mga tao. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang nagbigay na talaga siya ng parang pakita sa mga tao na okay, ito ako pero magkakaroon ng transitioning to pero hindi lang alam na Caitlyn Jenner pala yung magiging pangalan niya.
Uh-huh.
And then parang everyone was shocked siguro nung lumabas yung cover niya na parang Call Me Caitlyn, 'di ba? Kasi parang bigla kang naging cover girl siya. Tas as in syempre yung mga tao, hindi mo naman pwedeng ibigla sa kanila na okay, magiging Caitlyn Jenner na siya.
Oo, and ito nga, si Caitlyn Jenner, ay pwede natin ilagay sa local scene which equals to BB Nidang Hari.
Yes,
which
totally
is, feeling ko siya yung first celebrity transgender. Mm-hmm. Yun yung pagkakilala ko sa kanya. Mm-hmm. So, itong si BB Nidang Hari, no, ay dating si Rostam Padilla.
Rostam Padilla, na syempre, action star siya, syempre at from the Padilla.
Pareho sila diba? ng case na kinasal. Mm-hmm. Though wala lang anak kasi si Rostam Padilla kay Carmina Villaruel. Pero parehong kinasal. Si Jenner po, si Bruce Jenner ay nagkaroon ng tatlong asawa at ng maraming anak sa mga taong ito.
So, okay lang natin yung mga anak niya.
Oo, very sikat. So, at yun nga, ngayon ay Caitlyn Jenner na nga siya. So, diba, parang ang layo ng tinakbo ng career niya bago siya dumating sa ganong point na pinakilala. And nagkaroon nga kasi talaga ng argument, ng discussion kung kanino ba talaga dapat mapunta yung ESPY Courage Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi parang yung iba, sinasabi talaga nila na parang parang nagpakita ka lang naman parang ng identity mo, tinanggap mo lang kung sino ka. Parang hindi yun sapat o hindi nun ma-equate kung yung circumstances or yung situation ng ibang athletes na yun nga yung kagaya kanina kay uh-huh. Lauren Hill uh-huh. at meron pa silang ibang examples doon diba na parang doon sa kanilang apat parang si Caitlyn yung pinaka-least na dapat tumanggap ng Courage uh-huh. Award pero meron kasing mga nagsasabi na parang who are we to judge what is courage and what is not
yes.
Tapos parang yung iba kasi sinasabi nila na parang baka dahil lang daw trending si Caitlyn Jenner kaya siya yung magkukuha ng award pero yung iba naman sinasabi naman nila na parang very courageous yung ginawa niya na parang tinanggap niya na talaga yung sarili uh-huh. niya. So nakakita tayo ng iba't ibang perspectives kung saan mm-hmm. 'di ba kung ano yung paningin ng mga tao sa naging case ni Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, a part of me is natutuwa no kasi mas hindi na masyado na highlight yung pag-out ni Caitlyn Jenner. Na ang mas ma-highlight na ngayon ay kung deserving nga ba siyang makakuha ng ESPY Courage Award. Kasi usually no yung mga entertainment news ay mas hinahail nila no yung pag-out ni Caitlyn Jenner and mas natutuwa sila na ina-absorb niya yung totoo niyang sarili. Pero yung ibang tao kasi yung ESPY Courage Award sa tingin nila ay mas merong karapat-dapat na na makatanggap and meron tayong different battles in life. Well, for me, no, kasi yung pag-out mo ng sarili mo, you are a family man, diba? Na merong sikat na pamilya, buong mundo nakatutok sa'yo. It is hard for a person to come out at this point of his life, diba? And I think for me, no, Caitlyn Jenner deserves the ESPY Courage Award.
Yes, for me too. He really deserves the ESPY Award. ESPY Courage Award.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And ano, sa tingin naman, no, siguro last day, bago natin i-end itong trending topic na ito, sa tingin nyo, paano nagbago yung tingin ng tao sa LGBT all around the world, no? Dahil, ano, no, sobrang laki ng transition natin from banning yung pag-come out and yung pagtanggap natin sa mga ganitong part ng ating society.
Sa akin kasi, nakakagulat rin talaga. Pero, I mean, at least nagkakaroon ng ganitong mga tao, instrument, para maging aware yung mga tao towards sa community, sa sector ng LGBT.
And I think that ends our list of trending topics for this week. Maraming salamat mga ka-universe sa pagtutok sa isang oras na naman na punong-puno ng pop culture topics. Ang Student YO Universe ahatid sa inyo ng DZB Radio Circle, the only org that goes on air. At ang hipilang ito, DZB 1602, kasali ka. Sa Tuesday ay magbubukas ng boses ng estudyante strip ay ang Lakwa Chica. And after this program ay ang taratugtugan na magbibigay sa inyo ng an hour full of playlist. Muli, ako si Vince.
Ako si Norla.
And this is James.
At ito ang Student YO Universe, where your voice is our number one choice.
Student YO Universe. Pinaka-latest sa pop culture trend. Bring the latest and the hottest trending topics. From the ultimate movers and shapers.
It's very interesting na ang daming nominations na nakuha ng the artist.
To everything else under the sun.
I'm very excited kasi ito na yung Olympics eh.
You don't just listen to the student's voice. We amplify it.
Ayun po sa anti-planking look. Parang sobrang
because it's not just a student's world, it's our universe.
Student YO Universe.